Mexican Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage you to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple Google Store, or even easier, just say the words, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And you'll have it, and then you have to say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And while you're at it, click on the link to support Devil Radio. Many of you asked that we put it on. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, attacking our democracy, calling our elections into question, calling democracy into question, pushing the big lie. Devil Radio is the strongest, toughest voice against that. We're going back to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Very interesting show as usual. You know, I've been really concerned about the attitudes of adults and the attitudes toward violence and hatred and how it was going to impact our kids. And it's significant. And boy, every single school district needs to develop a policy pronto, because they haven't had to deal with the stressors and the things that are happening in kids' lives. I mean, teenagers are bad enough as it is. I know when I worked at a school where I started, a couple kids had died, and boy, I had suicide interventions nonstop. But this kid, it seemed like he hadn't been in trouble before. I didn't get all of the story on it. But, you know, they need to have some policies on that, because those parents, they did the right thing calling the parents and alerting them that this kid was having some difficulties. Maybe they've been ignoring him. Who knows what's going on in the home. But they need to have some kind of policy, because usually you do not call the police. If it's suicidal, you call in a social worker. You know, you only have a limited, policy on what you can do with kids, but you try to keep them safe. So I really do believe, I'm hoping that, schools are alerted to this, because I've been concerned about this. You know, so many parents now, you know, are so worried about their guns and not having to wear masks and acting like a bunch of kids. And it's really confusing the heck out of adults, let alone teenagers and young people. And I hope adults start straightening up and quit acting, you know, like a bunch of, you know, really bad examples for kids, and then parents laughing about it or shrugging it off. What's the matter with their heads? When you got a kid like this and the school's worried about him, you better pay attention and take it seriously. But, it'll be interesting to see what they find out. But okay. I've had a concern about these poor kids. I mean, they've had to deal with a lot in their lives, and their parents need to wake up and start worrying about other people besides themselves. So thanks a lot, Matt, and you have a good day.
Okay, thanks, Jean. Very good and passionate and insightful as always. Let me address two things that you said. One of them, social worker versus police. I agree that in some cases it's better to call a social worker if somebody in the family has mental illness and is not being violent, but is very difficult to control. Calling mental health professionals is a great idea. But if there's any possibility of violence, you got to call the police. In this case, remember, it wasn't just the kid walking around kind of saying, the thoughts won't stop, help me. There's a kid with a drawing of a gun and a bullet with a body lying down, obviously bleeding in the drawing, and these words underneath it. And when he's asked about it, he goes, oh, it's a video game. That's gone beyond mental health professionals. That's gone beyond social workers. That requires a call to the police. If you are in doubt on which to call and you think it could be either, you must call the police, because the risk when a guy is the drawing of a gun, a bullet, a body bleeding, and these kinds of words is exactly what happened here. So I agree with you in general on some lower level mental illness symptoms, say of a relative who looks harmless and is not a question of weapons. But in this case, that required a call to the police. The second thing, though, and this is very insightful of you, is, and I'll pose the question this way. Why are there all these mass shootings now? Why, in schools, We see them several times a year. We see mass shootings. The New York Times published a list of mass shootings going back several years, and they're a couple of months, a month. Whereas back in the 50s and 60s, if there was one every couple of years, it would be amazing. I think part of it is we have a political climate that's divided now, and one of the parties, the Republican Party, has advocated violence, has given permission to be violent. Why do I mean by that? It isn't just the January 6th insurrection. Everybody saw that on the, everybody saw that on television, every kid, every teenager. And they saw the president at the time, which was Trump, supporting it. And they saw Giuliani supporting it. And they saw senators sticking up for it. And they saw Ron Johnson in this state sticking up for it. And, you know, these are big shots. If the big shots think you occasionally have to be violent, there's permission given. The second thing, but long before that, remember, Trump is the guy that said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton, her bodyguard should be disarmed. You know, there was some hecklers at one of his rallies, and he said to the crowd, beat the hell out of him and I'll pay your attorney's fees. What presidential candidate in history, going back to George Washington, said that about an opponent or people who disagreed with him? Which one? Not even Abraham Lincoln. And people from the South had tried to assassinate him. When he went to be sworn in from Springfield, Illinois, there were no airplanes. He took a train, and he was in disguise in a train. And for a period, he was disguised as a woman, believe it or not, because there was an assassination plot in Baltimore to get him. Baltimore and Maryland in general was pro-slavery and was pro-South. Because right there, remember, Washington, D.C. was a compromise between the North and the South, and Maryland right to the North. You know, how is that different from Virginia in their minds? So even Abraham Lincoln didn't go around talking about gratuitous violence. And he did everything he could to stave off a civil war. So when you have big shots, famous people whom they see in the media all the time, in guarded language and sometimes not guarded language, when Trump says things like, beat the hell out of him and I'll pay your attorney's fees, those kids are going to go out and beat the hell out of somebody. When he says the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton, they know what Second Amendment means. It means they should get a gun and shoot somebody. That is not what it means, but that's what they think it means because of Trump. So you're right on. Thanks very much, Gene. Okay, we are getting back to business, getting back to business. This came just in. Be very wary of this. In Wisconsin, there's a Trump group that's working to get Trump the presidency back in 2024 that is working with Voss, LeMahieu, the Republicans in the state Senate, Republicans in the state assembly, to put as constitutional amendments on the ballot the voting restrictions and anti-democratic efforts that Tony Evers vetoed. Tony Evers vetoed all these bills, and they don't have the votes to override his vetoes. They are working right now to put them on as ballot measures. What does that mean? What does that mean? In Wisconsin, under our law, you can amend the state constitution. If you put a ballot measure on, the governor cannot veto it. And then it goes on the ballot. It has to be passed by two successive legislatures. And the safeguard had been, well, you know, if it's a crazy thing, maybe one legislature will do it. People will catch on. They'll vote for other people and it won't pass the second time. But they did not anticipate. The people that founded this state and our constitution did not anticipate that you could have a gerrymander for 10 years. Now it looks like 20 years, from 2010 to 2030. So passing it twice in the legislature is no big deal because it's a captive legislature. When that happens, it goes on the ballot. And they put it in very bland fashion, making it sound like a reform. You know, one reform would be resolved that the state legislature will pick the electors to send to Washington after a presidential election. And then they'll add a weasel word like with due regard or with due observance of the results of the presidential election. Now, what does that mean? It's not binding. It doesn't mean squat. It doesn't mean squat. It means that Voss and LeMahieu will pick the 10 electors next time. and whoever you voted for in the election doesn't mean anything. They'll say, yeah, I gave it due consideration, but we found there was fraud. They will lie. They will lie. It's in their DNA. If you vote for that, you are voting to get rid of your right to vote. In the history of mankind, has that ever happened? Yeah, in Algeria it happened not too long ago, some years ago. Government put a ballot measure that in effect said the right to vote of the people is rescinded and decisions will be made by the government. And they put it, I think they put it in some religious terms over there because, you know, they're quite fundamentalist about what they believe in. It passed. People voted to give up the right to vote. People voted to give up the right to vote. Do you understand what they're doing in the state? They tried to get rid of the right to vote for state treasurer a couple of years ago. And fortunately, that got beaten, but it took a campaign to beat it with a lot of money spent. Now they are proposing to get rid of your right to elect the Secretary of State, State Treasurer, Superintendent of Public Instruction, and Lieutenant Governor. They'll all be governor appointments. And some people in the Republican Party will vote for that. They will vote to give up the right to vote. They're going to want you to give up your right to vote for president. The only thing you'll have a right to do is vote for governor. And that Walker got in, you know. There's no way that the Duchess of Foxconn Clayfish should get in, but, you know, what if she does? Do not give up your right to vote. This is what's going on. The Trump Republicans, which is the majority of the Republican Party, will put it on constitutional status by putting it on a ballot, and Evers can't veto it. Wake up. Wake up and do not vote for anything that restricts your right to vote. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.